A record number of guns were confiscated this year at Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. According to the Transportation Security Administration, more than 200 guns were caught. That's an increase over last year, and that follows a national trend. But for yet another year, the Atlanta airport leads the nation in the number of guns found. To talk about this, we have Kelly Yamanuchi, a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution who focuses on airport-related stories. Hi, Kelly.
Hi there.
And also Tom Barton, who's a Georgia criminal defense lawyer. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
Why does the TSA describe this, Kelly, as being as guns that are caught, not confiscated?
Well, the reason is because TSA itself doesn't confiscate the guns, and they say that they don't confiscate items generally. Instead, once a gun is caught at a security checkpoint, the lane gets shut down, and then the Atlanta Police Department at the airport precinct is called over to the checkpoint, and then the person and the gun is taken over to the precinct.
So I want to play this comment from Douglas Kidd. He's with the National Association of Airline Passengers. He's speaking to CBS here and saying the TSA needs to get better at screening for weapons.
What I think their biggest failure is not looking at the whole picture of airport security, because if anything's going to be a real danger to us, it's not going to come through the checkpoint, it's going to come around the checkpoint.
Do we have, Kelly, a pretty good understanding of any allowed item that comes through, whether it's a checkpoint or in checked luggage or anything like that?
There is screening of checked luggage as well, and guns are allowed through checked luggage if they are declared and properly packed. And so the airlines are responsible for making sure that is done properly, as well as the passengers. But there is screening of checked baggage as well.
So, Tom, how are we to understand this record number of guns caught at Atlanta? I mean, Atlanta's the biggest airport, the busiest airport in the world, but not all those people are going through checkpoints. We're only number five or six when it comes from number of passengers going through checkpoints.
Right. That's a very good question. The reason behind it is two things. Number one, Atlanta Hartsfield is the busiest airport in the country, so you're going to have more volume. That's number one. Number two, Southern gun culture. Lots and lots of folks in the South have guns. My clients, by and large, that I've represented are great people. They're business owners, partners in firms downtown, very successful people who travel all the time. And they kept the gun in the car, but then they put it in their briefcase and they forgot about it. It was there for months. They got called to fly to Houston. They go through the checkpoint and it goes off. So it's really an oversight. There's no malintent. It's not a situation of something bad.
Let's hear this comment from Scott Johnson. He's the Federal Security Director at Dulles International Airport in D.C. He doesn't believe that most of the people who say it's an oversight. Here's his comment.
I'll ask a passenger direct to the face, do you have anything prohibitive in the bag? No. We open up the bag, they'll have a knife, they'll have a fake gun, they'll have a nunchuck in there. And I just have to laugh at him because it's, do you think he can bring this on?
So, I mean, I imagine, Tom, for people who aren't regularly around guns, like myself, it's hard to imagine you threw a gun in your briefcase and forgot about it.
Happens every day. Very, very easy mistake to make. We all make those sorts of mistakes. You know, where's the remote to your television right now? Bet you can't tell me.
I know exactly where my remote is, Tom.
Well, a lot of people can't. And, all of my clients that I've dealt with have been really great folks who made a mental error. They put the gun in a backpack a year earlier. They packed for a trip. They're going through TSA. All of a sudden, all the bells and whistles go off. Oh, my gosh, there's a gun in your bag. And then if they have a carry permit, they get written a citation to federal court. If they don't, then they get arrested and taken to the Clayton County Jail.
Do you think that's unfair for them to be taken to jail?
That is a question that is for someone else. The federal program,
you're defending them. I mean, do you personally think that's too harsh?
I think for the average client that I deal with, it is a simple oversight. There's no malintent. If there's any evidence of bad intentions, if there's something bad about the background of the client, or if there's something funny with the gun, then that deserves further attention. But the way the federal government handles it, I think, is appropriate. They send it to federal court. There's a small, what's called collateral forfeiture. You pay that. You pay a TSA fine. for violating the rules, and you move on. There's no permanent record created.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with criminal defense lawyer Tom Barton and AJC reporter Kelly Yamanuchi. Kelly, do we have any idea whether the increase in the number of guns caught is because they're getting better at detecting these things, or whether it's because more people are forgetting or trying to bring weapons on a plane?
You know, it is possible that that they're getting better, because there have been reports about TSA missing prohibited items in the past. So it's possible they're getting better. But I think that more people carrying guns could be a factor, as well as the increase in passenger counts generally. So if you have, you know, an increase in passengers, which we've had every year for the past few years, then you have increased likelihood of people forgetting guns. And
can I ask you the same question about why it's Hartsfield-Jackson? Because as I mentioned, even though we're an incredibly busy airport, the busiest, a lot of those people are never getting through the checkpoints, right? They're on connecting flights.
That's right. The majority of passengers in Atlanta at the airport are connecting, and so most of them don't go through security in Atlanta. But different states have different gun laws, and some states have much more restrictive gun laws, such as New York, and they may have a lower share of people who carry. So.
Tom, do you think that people are generally pretty well aware of the law, though? I mean, in terms of what you can or cannot, not just a gun. I think most people know you can't bring a gun. But he mentioned all kinds of things that you're not allowed to bring on a plane. Do you think people are pretty well aware?
I think the average gun owner inherently knows that it would be illegal to try to get a firearm on an aircraft. However, the effort that they put in to prevent that from happening could be better. In speaking with TSA, they recommend that gun owners put a carabiner through the trigger lock of their guns, and then when they move the gun to a piece of luggage, take the carabiner and put it on the handle of the bag. That way you know there's a gun in that bag, and that's a great way to prevent this from happening.
So, Kelly, what does the TSA's response? We get these numbers out every year. So how does the TSA sort of put this in context in terms of what their response should be?
The TSA has really done a lot of publicity of all of the prohibited items that are caught at checkpoints all the time. I think with the goal of trying to discourage people from bringing these prohibited items, to raise awareness that these items are prohibited, and to show that it's such a common occurrence. They have over the past couple of years, in particular, put an increased emphasis on training of TSA screeners and officers to catch prohibited items.
Let's hear. We actually went to the Silver Skillet restaurant next door. We asked people sitting there what they thought about having guns in airports. The first responder in this tape did not give his name.
I personally believe let the officials that are planted on the plane do their job. You don't really need a gun while you're flying.
My name is Ian Smith. I feel safer that they're being confiscated. That seems like somebody doing their job. If they're not supposed to be on airplanes, confiscating them seems like the right answer.
Rod Beard. If everybody carried a gun, I would feel a lot more safe, I think. I mean, that way, you know, you got a chance to fight back.
Of course, anyone listening, you can give us your opinions on this. You know how to reach us through social media or calling 404-500-9457. Kelly, does the TSA let us know how many of these guns that are caught are from people who overlooked them, as Tom was describing, and people who actually may be suspicious?
The TSA says the vast majority of people say that they just forgot that their gun was in their bag. And the other interesting point is that most of the guns are loaded when they're caught at security checkpoints.
Tom, what is the recourse? I mean, how long, if you forget your gun in your backpack and you get caught at security, and let's say you get taken to jail, what's the process then? What happens to you?
Right. Well, there are two processes. If you have a carry permit, you're simply issued a notice of violation for federal court a few months
later.
Does
it matter if it's open carry or regular carry?
No. If you have a carry permit, then the law in Georgia has been liberalized in the last few years to allow for guns at the airport, but not through the carry or through the checkpoints. Now, the Georgia law that was passed under the Deal administration allowed for retreat. If you're notified that you have a gun, you have the opportunity to retreat, go back, and put the gun in your car. The feds came in and said, no, we're not playing that game. If you get past the lady that checks in, you know, the paperwork, mm-hmm. once you get that past that point, you're in a sterile point, it's too late, you can't go back, we're going to cite you and send you to federal court. So that's where we come in. We represent people in federal court, and we also represent people against the TSA in negotiating the very steep fines, which this year went from $3,000 up to almost $4,000.
At that point, to your experience, is it relatively easy to navigate? I mean, it's expensive, clearly,
right.
but otherwise relatively easy to navigate the system without getting a record?
That's a two-edged sword there. If everything goes just right and there are no problems, no background problems, no problems with the gun, then you can breeze right through. If there are any problems with the gun or any, if there's any evidence of bad intent on your part, or if you have a background problem, then you're going to need a lawyer.
Okay. We just spoke with Tom Barton. He's a Georgia criminal defense lawyer, and Kelly Yamanuchi is reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Kelly and Tom, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Been my pleasure.